is the Forever and Counting podcast. We talk about life, love, and lessons. We are your host, Anthony.
And Serena. We are high school sweethearts who've been married 26 years. We have four beautiful girls. Come and experience our life with us. Hi, this is Forever and Counting. I'm Serena.
This is Anthony.
We've decided to do a podcast.
Yes, we did. Actually, I did.
You did.
we thought about this. Oh golly.
Long and hard. No, we didn't. Because okay. Anthony doesn't think about anything long and hard.
So the original thoughts of doing this. I am a truck driver. Serena is a stay-at-home mother, and I used to be an over-the-road truck driver. And when the first, I don't know, I can't think of the word, but the first thoughts of doing this when the first YouTube channel that we had was semi-successful. I don't say successful. We didn't make no money off of it, but it was pretty good. So we thought of doing a podcast of the truck driver.
And his wife.
I don't know. We don't really have a title. But I don't know. How many years later are we?
Still doing this? Oh my gosh.
No. When did we originally think about the trucker wife podcast? Seven, eight years ago? Yeah.
And as long as you don't leave me by myself, I'll be good.
I'm not going nowhere.
Okay, good.
I am now a local driver.
Don't leave me to talk by myself and I'm okay.
Yeah, so I would do these like crazy ridiculous live feeds and we'd always be in the truck and somewhere in some who knows what state, and I would just leave the truck because I have to go wherever,
and leave me by myself.
She would just be like deer in the headlights, like, what do I do? So
we've been married 26 years. Do you know how long we've been dating?
Oh, man. Hold on. My math. I need to get my phone. I'll start adding carry the two. I have no idea.
30.
Yeah, that was a while. We high school sweethearts.
He was dating another girl?
Yeah, we don't have to go into that. Hey, the thing is, I'm not dating that girl now, right?
That's right.
That's right. There we go. So, yeah. High school sweethearts. She moved to Florida from good old Tennessee. And we met in English class. And that was it. No, not really. There was a whole bunch of...
There was a whole lot more
in that. A lot of life lessons. A lot of love lessons.
Yes.
Ooh, that was good, wasn't it?
And, that was good.
And probably, who knows what other lessons. Kid lessons, parent lessons.
Traumatic lessons.
Golly. I don't know. This trailer could be like, you know, an hour long if we just keep rolling. No, we, so we were married in 97. That was the day.
That was the day.
You were pregnant.
5 months.
5 months.
Our daughter was born in March.
We were married in October.
I threw up before I walked down the aisle.
She still looked good, though.
It's because I had lost 25 pounds by the time we got married.
What happened on our wedding day? It rained. Our wedding reception?
Rained.
Outside.
We had to move everything inside. And I was so sick. Oh, and our dog got hurt. We had to take him to the vet.
Whose idea was it to leave for our honeymoon right after our wedding and drive to Tennessee? Yeah. Oh, this guy.
That was a traumatic experience. You don't understand. With our first daughter, with all of our daughters, from the moment I pee on the stick to the moment I have the child, I'm sick. And I don't mean like like just once or twice a day.
It happens to a lot of ladies, probably.
Yeah, I'm sick from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, and so I'm usually hospitalized.
Rough 9 months.
Yeah, I'm not a good pregnant person. Like, I'm just not. So when I say that we drove 30 minutes.
Pull over.
I was get sick, go down the road another 30 minutes. A trip that usually takes us 9 hours took us almost 12, 13 hours. Ridiculous. So, yeah.
But we had some good friends there with us and family with us, and we got through the day and got through the night, and
here we are
26.
Some people said it wouldn't last
years later. Yeah, there were
some people that said it wouldn't last.
I bet you there was some money lost.
There's some people eating their words now.
We're still here counting, man. So in our podcast, we're just going to talk about, you know, I don't want to say
us.
Oh yeah, obviously us. But I mean, I don't want to be like mind just like gone.
We're not going to throw advice out there.
There you go.
Just going to explain to you how we handled the situation.
I'm not
going to
tell you. You're doing it wrong. We did it right.
Oh, gosh, no. I will never, ever say that.
Has our married life been everything traditional?
No.
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 Anything but traditional?
Anything but traditional.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot of stories we can tell. Some good, some bad.
Some in between.
Some in between. Talk about
raising four daughters.
Four daughters.
That are complete opposites.
They're all different. They're all great.
They are.
And everything in between. What would you say right now? Right now?
Right now?
I mean, right
now.
Now is your favorite thing to do?
Right now?
Besides sitting on the bed playing, you know, Switch.
Right now, it's our oldest has gotten into a series of books that I've already read, and I'm trying to reread them, but I'm cheating and listening to them in audio form
as
so that I can talk to her while I'm playing video
Switch.
Games.
Okay. Nice.
But that's my favorite thing right now. And the fact that our second daughter, who is living with us right now, will come in the morning and she will lay down beside me and tell me all about her night before.
And how old is she?
She's 23.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she just turned 23.
She just turned 23 like this month.
But then again, like our 21-year-old, well, she'll be 21.
Good Lord.
In August.
What's going on here,
people? She comes in the morning also and will come in here and lay down with me and like kiss me and be like, okay, Mom, are we going to go watch our show? Did you eat this morning? Because I know Dad didn't ask. And, you know.
Because Dad left for work at 1 o'clock in the morning. Come on.
And then our baby will come in and she just like, and she's not really a baby anymore. She's 16.
There's no babies in this house.
But she'll come and
no crying babies anyway.
I'll sit down on the couch and she'll like flop down right beside me, you know, and I love that. I think that's my favorite thing right now, you know, and the fact that on Saturdays we go up in the mornings before anybody in the house because we have young adults and they don't get up early unless they have to go to work, but we'll get up and go get coffee and then go do some stuff, just run around, and our our daughters will literally text me, where are you at?
Where are you at?
And you'll be, seriously, can we not go get coffee?
Does anyone ever text Dad and ask Dad where he's at? Because they just probably know I'm with you. So
they say golly, that I have created separation anxiety, and I'm okay with that. I love that our kids want to be with us. So I know I see it.
I'm just sitting here showing her the time on the computer.
Here's what you're gonna like learn about me. Yep. I like to talk.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So that's just a little snippet of information about what you'll be able to listen to on our podcast. And we hope you join along with us. And
I hope you laugh with us.
That's all we want.
Cry with us.
That's going to probably happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully more laughs than cries, right?
Hopefully.
There we go. So hopefully you can give us a listen, give us a follow.
And a review.
A review on whatever.
Whatever podcast thing.
This is our first
that
one.
Anthony just puts it on.
We're trying, people. We are trying. We just hope to help you. I can't get this out. I really can't get it.
Enjoy us.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Forever and Counting podcast. If you have any questions for us, please drop us a line at foreverandcountinglove@gmail.com.
And if anything has spoke to you today, whether it was good or bad, like you said, put it in an email and send it to us. Please follow us on all your favorite podcasts. That's Forever and Counting. Anthony and Serena. Thanks. Bye.